Hey guys, welcome to Pods Naija, the listening hub of the century. Today I have something new, something different. This is what I'll call one of a kind, one in a million kind of podcast. I have with me here about nine people seated, and we're going to be talking about something very vital. A lot of people are talking about it, but right here we'll be sharing opinions. Some of them will be biased, some of them will not be. Who don't your breakfast? Okay, so guys, who don't your breakfast? We will be talking about deal breakers, red flags, situationships, relationship, side chick trend, cheating, everything that comes with it. Now, the beautiful thing about this podcast is I've got here different personalities. I have the people that are bringing fire. I have the people that are just quiet and calm. You're just looking at them with brooding eyes. I'm seeing Maruf. I'm seeing Ekemini. So you guys are going to pass the mic one after the other and tell me who you are. In one sentence. One sentence, guys. One. George.
My name is George, and I speak the truth. Nothing but the truth.
My name is Tutu. I believe in women empowerment.
My name is Ekemini Joseph. I produce audio.
Audio for breakfast. My name is Yakub Maruf. I help people.
Okay.
My name is Elo Chugu, and I'm a breakup expert.
Oh, yeah, now.
My name is Taiwo Shetunde, and I'm a table shaker.
Gang, gang.
My name is Lois. I'm a mental health advocate.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm Yemi Tayos, and I'll be co-hosting with BJMe at Daydire. Welcome, guys.
Oh, thank you so much.
No, I'm here to.
She's co-hosting.
I'm here to listen to you guys.
She's not going to be putting our opinions. We're just going to be moderating, yeah. All right, so each of you are here for a reason, and really we just want to hear unscripted opinions, things you've probably gone through. Some of you have given me your gist, but if you don't want to talk about that here, that is fine. We'd also be looking at case studies that we feel, you know, everybody should. It's some of these case studies are popular. They're on Twitter, they're on Instagram. We'll look at them, we'll talk about them, and then let's see if we can run out of the air in like an hour.
Yes, an hour.
So, first things first, red flags. Red flags. Tutu. Define red flag.
Okay, for me, a red flag is something I cannot stand. I know that I cannot live with.
If that is a red flag, what is a deal breaker?
Deal breaker is when you're already in it now and then somebody does something and that you cannot take. But this one, you see it before you...
Let's start from George. George, give me two acts that you see as red flags.
Okay, nagging. If you nag constantly and you are bossy, for me, those two things, they just can't work for me.
Let's give the mic back to Tutu. Two things.
Wow. Okay. Chewing loudly. I cannot stand it.
Say it louder.
Chewing loudly.
Genge.
I honestly cannot.
Number two.
I cannot stand it. Gaslighting. Mm-hmm. I can't stand gaslighting.
See, this was a...
Okay. Is it like a red flag?
Yes.
That's a red flag. That's her red flag.
No, that's my red flag. Like yes.
Gaslighting.
Yes.
Ayana.
Red flags. Living beyond your budget or living beyond your means for me is a red flag. I think that's one of them. There should be more than what that. But let me just stop there.
Living beyond your means.
Okay. For me, I think nagging is number one. Another thing is when a partner is not as open as possible.
Transparency.
Yeah.
Honesty.
Yeah, I love that. Then when someone is not like that, then it's
a problem.
Yeah, a big one.
So, red flags for me, I think I just have one. And that would be placing so much demands. Entitlement mentality for me is a red flag.
Entitlement.
Yeah.
Table shaker. Let us
All hear. Right, I'll say pride.
Okay.
That's one. And two, I'll say those that claim that they don't like people that nag.
because me, I'm very stubborn. I'm very opinionated. I'm going to put my point out there. So it depends on what nagging is to you.
Okay.
Because on an average, I see that guys, I see that don't like people that nag. They just don't like people to challenge them a lot of times. Mm. And me, I'm up for the challenge. I always like to speak my truth.
Tutu.
Okay, mine is talking. You know, just want to take my phone, you want to see everything, you want to follow me to everywhere, you want to control my life, control my finances.
Wow, I really heard a lot. This is quite interesting. Okay, let's go back to my style. Nagging. Let's say something about nagging.
What would you say nagging is for you, and why you feel men do not differentiate between someone who nags and someone who is strong-minded
or opinionated? Yeah, like you said.
Okay, like I said, it depends on what nagging means to the guy, right? But on an average, a lot of guys just don't want people that will challenge them. And me, I stand for, like, I'm fight. I'm very stubborn. Like, not like I fight, like I'm very stubborn. Like, but I'm very opinionated. If you're saying something and I don't agree, I'm going to argue to the last, right? But if you are nagging on something that is not necessary, maybe you're just saying the same thing repeatedly.
Annoying.
You know, it's like ringtone in your ear. But I mean, I'm not for that. But if it's about me speaking my truth, I mean, maybe you believe in something, for instance, and I don't believe in it, I won't say, because it's fine. It's not fine by me. I'm going to say my own. And if you don't understand it or you don't get my point, it's fine. I'll dead it. But I'm still going to put my point out there. So I don't now know what nagging is for most guys, but I hear it from guys a lot. So I'm like, maybe they should try and draw the line. So maybe I would like to ask those that said I don't like nagging.
The men, what nagging really means to them. Let's hear from George.
Okay. For me, it's not like just what nagging is, repeatedly saying something that is a concern or a problem. And for me, I just think that I like to go past issues. For me personally, I don't regret. When things happen, they have happened, I just move on, I solve them, I learn from the experience, and then I move on. But then when you continue saying that same thing, bringing the memories and all, it breaks me personally. So I don't
But then
I like when a woman challenges me. I like it because I believe that women have this critical view at things much more than many men, because they break situations, they break issues into the smallest components, every detail matters and all. So when you get an opinion from a lady and you're able to combine it with yours, you should come up with something very logical. So it's not like I don't like being challenged personally. I don't just want one bringing back memories that I don't like.
What if, before I give, please give it to the mic, she'll say something, but I want to ask something so that after she talks, we can address it. What if the woman is bringing back those scenarios because it has not been settled yet? Okay, that's what you wanted to say. Okay, let me hear. Then we hear from Lois.
All right. The truth is that I think it's the way men are wired. They like to just sweep things under the carpet. Like, I've heard your point, it's fine. Maybe not everybody, like I said, some men. So they don't like to really go, and they're not much of talkers, like the way they are created, right? Women talk them more. So if they feel like they've heard you, that's fine. But for a woman, she feels like, I want to really understand what I'm saying. Do you get? Because, maybe you know your boyfriend or your husband that he just wants you to shut up for that moment, not like he's listening to what you're saying. So you feel the need to repeat it. So that's why I said, it depends on the person, depends on the situation. If you're the kind of person that likes to sweep things, don't worry, it's fine. Till later.
It will come up again.
And me, I don't like to sweep things. I like to trash it out there and then, that you'll be on the same page on this and it will never happen again.
Okay. After Lois, please.
I'll just talk about this because, myself, I don't like shouts. And I feel that is what they're talking about when they're talking about nagging.
Okay.
I don't like shout. I don't like too much talk. I like analyzing issues. I see critical issues and I talk to you about it. But then when the both of us are now shouting the roof down in that particular matter, that is... Do you know guys nag too? So when all of them are saying nag, even the guy is nagged too. But then when we can, you know, talk about things with low tone and understand each other, I give you room to talk, you give me room to talk. And
so for you, the tone matters.
Yes, the tone
what
matters.
What if for guys, it's the I told you so. When they tell you to do something and you don't do it and it turns out that they were wrong, then I'll be like, I told you, I told you. So is that what you mean by the nagging part? Please give Ekmini the mic.
Actually, that is not really what nagging is. That can just be someone being vindictive about stuff.
Okay.
Which, but most times, people come into relationship with blanket strategies, right? Let me explain what I mean.
Okay.
Because we've been in a past relationship and we think that because we repeatedly tell you this, you are going to be able to do it. No, it doesn't work that way for everybody. So you need to understand. The issue of nagging goes differently for different people, right? I'm someone that if you tell me something once, I'm going to do as much as possible to make sure that I do that thing, except it's not in my powers. But if you repeatedly say these things because you just want to repeatedly say these things, right, it could turn into being nagging or just you trying to use your own strategy of getting something. So I, as you mentioned, right, I think it's more important to understand the person you're in a relationship with. For me, if I realize that you are just making those shouts, like screaming about these things without any differences, I'm not going to bend to your rules. Do you understand? Because we need to come in terms to understand, look, this is the way we should approach these problems. That's why it's very important I set boundaries in from the start of relationship. I tell you, okay, this is how I like to handle issues. How do you like to handle issues? We know that we don't shout. If you shout on me, it doesn't work. You understand? The approach to getting things done. Let me give you an instance. Let's say you are saying, you repeatedly saying something about, oh, this thing you're doing, I don't like it, you should do it this way. You're keeping on to shout it will not change it. Saying it, right, really, because to the guy it sounds like you're shouting it, right? So repeatedly saying it. Saying it repeatedly is not going to change a thing for most guys, right? But there are other approach to getting things done. I'm going to give an instance. I don't like your hair, the way you take care of your hair. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't look nice to me, right? And I keep on telling you. To me, I'm nagging at you at that point. I won't use that approach again. If I tell you once, tell you twice, maybe tell you the third time subtly, and you don't make changes to it, I'll use another approach to make that work. I'll take you out, show you someone and say, look, that's why I always set boundaries in relationship.
I don't think a girl will like that.
Really? So, no, not, it actually works, bro. Actually, it does work.
Worked for you?
Yes, it does work. That's what I'm saying. See, you need to understand your kind of person to understand the kind of person you're dating. Now, let me give you an instance. If I'm working with any babe, or with my babe, right? It's easy for me to tell her, look, that girl is fine. And yeah, that girl is fine. She agrees. Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Not every babe will appreciate that.
Let us understand? Hear from the
But there are some
experts.
Who do appreciate that. So you need to understand who you are dating.
This one are you. Break up experts. Take the mic. Let us see whether you're
expert for this one. Oh, this one has more. Nagging, it all boils down to understanding. There's a situation where I can be with somebody, I can be with you, and we're having an argument. We know definitely we'll settle. So, like, I know what to filter from whatever you're saying. I know, because all what you are saying might not be totally wrong. Some may be right, but it's the approach. But I will accept whatever approach you do, because it's due to lack of understanding, and understanding takes time. So I will filter what needs to be filtered, and you know what would that be damaging to my mental health. My responsibility is my own mental health. So I would know what to do, because I'm always after peace. Our generation, we don't like to take that effort. It takes effort to understand someone. It's a long term project. Understand? It's not a day's job, but we don't have that patience because we want it sharp. So the world is willing to put in that work, that effort required to make it work, because we're always looking for the sharp. I'm leaving your house, it's over.
Okay, let's look at the scenario you use. We understand that you use the scenario, but we get the picture. Let's give Judge the mic, then we'll give it to a lady where you probably don't like your woman's hair, and you now show your woman another woman and say that baby is fine. This is the kind of, yeah, that's what you're saying, right? That there's a way you can do that. Do you think that will work?
For me, that's like the dumbest move you can ever do in a relationship. Don't try it. Don't ever do that. If you want to have peace in your relationship, never compare your woman with another woman.
No, not necessarily.
It will look like that.
That is it. That is how they'll
see. Yes.
Make her happy. You understand? Like, never say, this lady looks beautiful in front of her. It's wrong. She's just going to make your life miserable that day. And she'll be angry at you. She'll sleep at the other side of the bed. And you'll be asking questions, what did I do?
She'll not be like, what have you been doing behind me?
You understand? And that's where it starts. And she starts nagging. And for me, nagging is when she or he finds a problem constantly, every single bit of everything they do, complain, be like, and your response every time, like, okay, yes, ma, sorry, Pele. You just want her to just stop. Just,
you know,
stop.
At some point, that response will be making her angry. Like, she's saying all these things, and all you can say is sorry. Okay. Like, it's like you're not listening.
Okay, this has happened to me, and she found problem in everything I do. Do you understand? And I felt like I just wanted to stop. So I kept saying, okay, I'm sorry. I'll never do it again. You're true. You understand? I think she realized that was my own way out in this whole argument. So one day she was like, can't you just tell me what's the problem? Why are you always telling me you're sorry? I said, so what do you want me to say? Like, I don't want to argue. You're right. I can see it. You understand?
I know one thing. Give to the mic, please. Then we give to the table shaker. That thing makes us look like we are crazy. Yes. Right?
Yes.
Did you just say we are crazy? If I say, are we not?
Another red flag.
Susu, what do you have to say about it?
I've been with someone like that before where, you know, I'm complaining. I like to air my thing. If as it's paying me, I will tell you. Yeah. So, I'm trying to tell you that I don't like something, right? I don't like something. And then you're just telling me, okay, sorry. I'll be angrier. Because I'm doing this because I want a reaction, right? I'm not saying it because I'm not talking
fight,
to anything.
Not fight, reaction.
I want a reaction. That's why I'm saying this thing. Also, no. For a lot of women, before we get to the point where we're constantly complaining about something, I've had it up to here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also, okay, maybe it's just me, but I feel like when you're with somebody, especially when you've been with the person for a long time, there are things that you know that I will not like.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't have to tell you again. That I don't like this thing. If it's something that we had not talked about or you didn't know about, it's different. So, I'm sorry, men can be very insensitive. These tiny things that you can't see, you're supposed to know. They will totally ignore it. They can literally hit you with a brick in the face and ask you what's wrong with you. They don't know. So, if you don't tell them, they won't know. And then when you now say, oh, this is what was wrong with me, and they will now say, why didn't you tell me? Now I'm telling you, it's like I'm nagging.
Like, do you understand? They just use code.
That's what I'm saying. You are supposed to know. Like, if I'm your person,
table shaker.
I'm
let's
your person.
Do this. women empowerment to table shaker.
Okay. Let me say this based on temperament and based on my own personal experience when I was in secondary school. Very funny story. I think I'm a male son. I'm emotional and also very outspoken. So it's like I can be very dramatic because I have that kind of mix. And I was literally a kid that was phlegmatic, you know, very cold. So that's how I'm very dramatic. Any small thing, I'll be crying. Someone that's offended me in school, I'll be crying. So I'll be on my desk, seated, people come and meet me, tell what's wrong with you, what annoyed you, my friends will come and gather around me. And my so-called boyfriend is there, just observing. I'm like, okay. As I'm crying, I'm like,
are you not seeing me?
I'm like, okay. So they will not leave. You're not going to say, so Tao, what happened? I'm like, will you get out of I'm like, I wanted to like calm down. I'm like, no, you're supposed to like be there and then be petting me. And I'm like, no, don't pet me. You keep on petting me again. Like I was expecting that kind of energy, right? Because maybe not everybody's as dramatic, right? But the average woman is a bit dramatic, right? And she wants the attention as if, you know, I'm there for you. Just tell me anything you want. Cry on my shoulders. And you're just there observing, allowing her to be calm.
Can I say something?
You're supposed to make me calm.
Can I say something?
All right.
If a guy does that to me, that's a problem. If you call me too much, it's a problem. If you are doing, I want to see you, I want to hold you every day.
Like that kind of thing as well, right? But I'm just saying that when somebody's nagging, when a woman is nagging, mm-hmm. sometimes it's also a show of emotion, like, I don't feel hurt. I don't feel like you really get the point. It's not like maybe she wants to just be nagging.
It's a sign that there's something wrong.
Exactly.
So what do you want at that
should be more sensitive. I know that people don't read minds, we've heard that a lot, but we want you to be more sensitive. I mean, you are built a woman.
What do you mean by being more sensitive? Do you need me to sit down with you and have a conversation about this? Or do you want me to bet you about it and say, oh, sorry, oh, I won't do it again, oh, or this will be better?
You guys are being
rocky as a baby.
No, 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 no. Even if I need to be rocked, you should understand that I need to be rocked. Maybe on Monday I need to be rocked.
How?
Thank you. See, you see that a man is going through something. Your man is in a bad mood, you can tell.
Yes.
What's wrong with you? Was it work? Was it your friend? Do you understand? And you can get information. You will carry face from now to tomorrow. They'll pass. How have you eaten? They don't even know whether you're carrying face. Nothing. They don't know. They don't know. I also feel like when you know your woman's love language, but you know how to now, you know, navigate to get the information.
Lois, we are going into deal breakers. When have you... You are not in the relationship yet, though. But in your heart, you are about to say yes to this guy. And then he just does one thing that just about turn. You turn, you don't even... You are this close to blocking his number, that kind of thing. Named.
Let me just talk about this. It's like you know that I have this in my mind. I wanted to talk about it. So we went out, so me and this guy, bro. So we had some things to eat and all of that. So we now bought some things to go with in a bag. And I was holding my bag, and then I was holding what we bought. Mm-hmm. Do you know we got to the door and the guy was like, ah, you didn't carry my nylon. That should go back. And carry his nylon. He wasn't holding anything. I was holding my own bag, and I was holding what we both bought. Which card? Which card?
What if he paid with?
Okay,
cash?
So if he pays for whatever we went to buy.
Maybe that's what he was thinking, you know, kind of.
But wait, now we.
But was my hands were filled, right?
Well, let's hear.
Oh yeah, let's hear.
No, like my hands were filled. I was carrying my bag because I was having some envelope with me. I was having my bag, everything, and he was not the only one that was there. Mm-hmm. So we had some friends too. So I was carrying my bag and envelope and everything, and I was just holding everything to myself. And we just got to the door. I didn't even notice he did not even carry his nylon. Maybe I would have picked it for him from the table. So I didn't notice. So I just stood up. I didn't notice. I just stood up, carried my bag, the envelopes, you know, and carried with the other hand. I didn't have three hands now, so yes. I had to do with what I have.
So what did you do there and then?
So my friend was the other person that I respected was standing, and he was like, hi. It was like the guy kept on making it like doing it like an issue. I was like, so my other friend turned it into a joking thing and all of that should help him to carry.
Oh,
wait now, calm down. I went back and carried it, but that was the end.
You didn't call him again?
Nothing. That was the end because if I now get married to that kind of person, I'm carrying baby backing baby, yeah. Holding this one. You see, ask me to carry your.
Hope you guys are seeing how we break things down. Wait, hold on a minute. But hope you guys are seeing how it was a bag that was the issue, the scenario. But she was able to think as far as what will now happen when I have a child and I'm taking care of the child, and you are telling me to also take care of whatever you can also take care of with your two hands. What would you have done? That's just a question. If you were in her shoes, what would you?
He wasn't talking to me. Like, no. It's not me. It's probably somebody else. I'm just going to, like, walk out or something. I'm thinking, like, is it me? I don't think so. I'm going to leave. But from my own personal experience, my own deal breaker is, guys, I have this African mentality. And I think that's, like, very wide, but let me try and pick out some point. Okay, before, now I'm, like, a bit calmer. If I'm talking to a guy and maybe just first few conversations or so, and asking me, ah, you look butty, can you cook like this? I'm done. I'm like, you want food? Get a chef. That should not be like our first three conversations. I don't think that's right, right? You are supposed to get to know me in this first few days, not to be asking me whether I can cook. And the fact that you're even making me look as if I look a certain way, I mean, just don't go through the corners. Ask me direct, can you cook? Do you get? Don't come and be asking me, so that you look like, but can you cook? I feel like this kind of people, they will feel entitled. They'll start asking for what I cannot give, and I don't really have time to waste. So if you start to ask me some very random, unnecessary question at the first few days,
that looks like you're trying to.
I mean, if you, I don't even know if I like you. So stop acting like I have to be your wife. So it's not that.
Gang, gang. Deal breaker. So tell us your deal breaker.
Okay, for me, it's desperation for marriage. For me, it's a deal breaker because, you know, it's from personal experience. I met this lady who obviously time, her clock, our clock are not ticking together. So I hate when I'm being put under pressure, like I'm meant to reciprocate every single element of emotions you pour out. I'm not something that withholds, you know, substance. I'm a basket. So I'm not a bucket. Thank you so much. So like, I think we should. Love is not manipulation, and manipulation is not love. Mm. You know. So
I think that, for example, cooking should be out of. I don't think I would like a guy to tell me to cook first before I would have done it for you. I want to do it like. I do it myself, and you know, let's take it up from there. But if I do get your point that being the very first conversation on your first date, I don't know what to say about that. And then for the desperation part, I think I understand what you mean. You know, for men, they feel a lot of things have to be in place, and I personally think that I don't want to put another man's son, another woman's son, under undue pressure. You know, because he's probably thinking next year's rent. He probably still wants to buy things for you, even though you're not asking. And then he's also saying, okay, if I'm going to settle down, these are the things that I need to put in place, and all of this cost money. And then you are now coming and saying, so when are we going to get married? That kind of thing. It can also be a deal breaker. But let's hear from Maruf. Don't hide. No. Forward.
Right.
Deal breaker.
I think I was about to say something. Said when a lady moves faster than I want, I just feel threatened. I feel scared. Like, okay, yes, I like you, but then when you're liking me faster and moving, I can't take it. I run away, and then I become the runaway guy most times.
We are going to come back to you with this word you just said, the runaway guy. Are you the one that will not properly break up? And you just
no run away is for me, run away is not properly breaking up.
Why?
It's starting something and then you will just
wait for the guy.
You will ghost the girl. Yeah, we've not even gotten to that point. We've not gotten to any point any commitment or anything. And then I just realized that this person is moving with the pace of Ferrari. I'm just a Benz. I'm not yet ready.
Or a Camry.
And then, or a Camry. Camry is fast.
Thank you. Really, let's hear from you. Deal breaker.
Yeah, be plenty. This when they say Okpo. One. Deal breaker. My deal breaker is as much as similar as my. What did I mention the other time? Trying to live beyond your means. Yeah, so a lot of things that we've seen is the babe trying to live beyond her means. You can't afford this. Your money, whatever you're working, whatever you're doing, cannot afford this thing. But you want to live that life. How? On whose money? Do you understand? On whose money? You understand? And that comes with a spirit of entitlement, very huge entitlement, because they're like, okay, you are my boyfriend, or we are dating, so I'm entitled to this. I need to get this. This is what I want. If I don't get it, it is final. Auntie, carry your final and go.
Okay. I would narrow it down to one. But it's being in a relationship that is like a competition. Can't stand it. So okay, some people feel okay for women in Africa, if we're being very honest, it's not very popular to be ambitious as a woman. So when you are, a lot of the time they say it subtly, don't you think you should turn it down a little, don't you think you should maybe. I cannot do it. If you're not going to support me, I know. Then there are people that feel like, oh, because you're doing so, they probably are doing better than you financially, but because you look like, oh, you're achieving heights, they now begin to feel insecure and intimidated by you,
I can't stand it.
So, sorry, I want to add something.
Another deal breaker is what she's saying. Mm-hmm. Yes, so what she's saying, mm-hmm. it makes a lot of sense. But another deal breaker is a lot of women say, my guy is not supporting me, my husband is not supporting me, but they are most times the problem. Let me give you an instance. A guy is pumping money and you are feeling like a well that looks like a basket. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. He's pumping in money. Do you understand? He's pumping in money to support you, make your business stand, and 2 months, 3 months later, we want to make an account of what we've been able to achieve. Nothing. Do you understand? It doesn't make sense. It's a big deal breaker.
He was pumping money
for
was it for both of you or for her
business to show the support.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want her to give an account, like?
Okay, so I get where she's coming. Yeah. Where she's coming. Now, let me tell you something. Relationship is accountability.
Yeah.
You can't say that because you support me, I shouldn't be accountable to you, or because we are dating, I shouldn't be accountable to you. So, if someone is supporting you, right, you need to be accountable. They need to see that okay, this money or this support is yielding results, right?
Yeah.
So, in a relationship, is as much as that. See, it is not wrong for a guy to tell you, or for your husband, or your boyfriend, or even you, the babe that is supporting a guy, to sit down and say, okay, look, this is how much we are putting in this. Let us see how much we are going to make out of this. It is not out of place. It's a huge deal breaker if you tell me that we should not do that.
I think I see that money is important to this guy. The red flag is related to money. The deal breaker. I do like it because money is important and it has been.
It is a major problem in relationships. Huge one.
Let's hear from.
Yeah, I want to add.
Okay.
For me, I do not like unambitious ladies. If I realize that you're not ambitious, it's a no-no. It's a no-no for me. If you're not ambitious, it's a no-no. I don't just like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, actually. Okay, this is it.
Because some men even tend to feel insecure.
Yeah, very, at some very, point. Very. Very early for me in life, I realized that you can't grow a family with just one hand, or one hand high and one hand low. No, you can't. It won't work. What if the guy who is the main founder or the grantor of the family dies? What happens to your children?
Yeah,
that's. You think about the children.
If I'm a man, I would like to have a wife. Why? I know that even if my family. If I, God forbid, do. If I die, example, and I know that without my wealth, my woman is good to go. I think that's really good.
Very relaxing. That's
like, I know that my children's life are safe. It won't look like when I die, she will enter penury.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? No, let's hear from George, please.
Okay.
Okay, so, for me, it's. The level of indecisiveness in women, you understand? Always not knowing what to do, just confused, and I can't be somewhere and you're calling me, I just got this bill, I don't even know what to do. How can't you solve this problem yourself? Do it yourself. Don't depend on this guy to desire everything. You understand? I think it actually relates to being ambitious. You understand? You can't be ambitious and don't know how to decide certain matters in your life. So that's it for me. Just being confused.
Well, I think personally, if a woman is calling you to put you in her plans, it means she wants to hear your opinion. No, she doesn't go too far.
That's what he's saying.
Okay.
I want to get a car. She has decided to get a car. Mm-hmm. She's telling me, I want to get a car. What do you think? I'll get a car. What do you think? It's not, should I get a car? Like, I don't know. How much? Tell me, what kind of car should I get? You should have all that all planned out. Like, present it. I'm getting it. Right?
But do you know, okay, to what you're saying, I've seen situations whereby women decide just get those things and the man comes back complaining. I know a very, very real situation, true life story, right?
Okay.
They were married. This woman saw that her husband was using a very bad car. She had some money, she got a car. Do you know when she got it, this man said, sell the car, you didn't ask for my permission. True life story. Okay. True life.
Okay, I've heard of that, a true life story. Yeah. This one's very close to me. they just got married, and before they got married, they got a house. She decided that she wants this house. The husband was like, I don't want, just because he wants to make her happy. He said, okay, let's get it. It's a huge house with 3 bedrooms, just the 2 of them. Months into their marriage, she said she doesn't want to stay in the house again. They should look for a 2-bedroom. It's too big. She can't stay alone in the house. She's scared. Anytime she wants to pee, she wake him up. Let's go and pee. She's not. Like, he's tired. He said he doesn't know what to do. So that's... It's really, really irritating.
Okay. About women making decisions, there's this thing called analysis paralysis. And it is a situation where you overthink a problem or a concern. When you overthink, you think to this side, think of the pros, you see everything involved, think of the cons, you see everything. At the end of the day, your decision would paralyze. The analysis would break down. You won't have what to do. And women do that a lot. Like I said, very critical. And they go into details of everything, thinking about the cons, the pros, and everything. Okay. So it's not like they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So them calling to ask and you trying to guide, you may end up telling them what to do, but then they will now come up with something even far better than what you thought about initially, and then both of you agree. So that's
okay. Before you continue, we've been ambitious. I like to think that I am, yes, and I also like. There's this excitement that comes with me taking on new projects. And whether they're successful or not, I own it. Yeah? So, I will think it all through. I like to do the big picture thing. I will plan it from start. I want to picture how it's going to, you know, be executed. I want to picture, if it's an event, I'm literally going to picture the guests seated. I'm like that. But if it doesn't pan out, I'm just going to be like, oh, and I have so much planned for you, but okay, we'll try something else. It's part of it for me, yeah? But I do understand that there are some women that they will think and think something is going to go wrong, right? Something is going to go wrong. But I feel that if there's a good support system where you let this woman know that, look, even if it goes sideways, we are still here, yeah? Ideas come, ideas go. You're going to do something, what? No, but really, that's the kind of person I am. I've done a lot of things that did not work. Total, utter failure. I'm even going to, like, maybe someday in the future, come up with just case studies. So people really know that not all of your ideas, you know, come out. So for women, I feel we can be more accommodating because nobody wants to be failures. And people deal with failures differently. Let's hear from you.
All right. Okay, I want to talk about being ambitious and then the indecisiveness. One, talking about men of nowadays wanting ambitious women, I think that men need to ask themselves genuine questions and answer it for themselves. In this society, Nigeria is, nowadays very hard. And I think that most men just want to share financial responsibility, not because they really want ambitious women. If you dig deep, because the truth is that whatever you saw growing up, you're going to carry it into your marriage. But because you want to split bills, you somehow think that you are now accustomed to the ambitious woman's life. That's a lie. Most of the time, that's not the case. Because we have seen this thing play out in people's marriages. You so-called... I mean, being ambitious is attractive, right? Because most of us do not say our mother has been ambitious, you know, being the go-getter. So when you see a young lady doing something extremely different, I'm a very ambitious person. So I get a lot of hotel. Oh, I really like your drive. Oh, you do so much. In my mind, I'm like, I know, but you cannot date me. I can tell you for free, right? Because most people just like the fact that it's attractive. When it comes to the core of the person, like an average ambitious lady, she's very logical. She can't do some kind of baby things that you feel like it's going to massage your ego. Sorry, she might not do it. So it comes with a lot of pros and cons. I think that men should think of the cons while thinking about the pros. That's one. Sorry, I'll tell you something. Two. Thank you. Two, a bit indecisive. Men like...
Before she leaves.
I'm not leaving. Don't worry, I'm here for you. So the second part about indecisiveness is this. Men like to feel involved. Me now, I can go from 0 to 100. I can think of an idea now because I do graphics. I can design the logo, start the, I mean, social media platform, start to do, I'm like that. And I've had people tell me that, ah, but you didn't even tell me, how you went to see this guy for business purpose, you didn't even tell me. I just call you, ah, hello, babe, I'm with one, my man, oh, he said he can help me, oh, I'm there, I'll call you back, all right, love you. I'm like that. And I've seen that guys don't really like it. Like, you should have told me. If somebody actually told me that, ah, Tao, your husband will try you, before you know, you have gone to one ministry or something. So do you understand? Me, I'm like that. So, if you know someone that is very, very logical and like straight to the point, they also feel intimidated, or maybe you will not be submissive. They kind of see like a red flag. This gay, it looks like she's not going to hear what. But the thing is, when the pros come, oh, she's fire, she's on stage, oh, that's my girlfriend,
that's my woman.
But the truth is that when you want to be with her in the real corners, can you deal with it? Do you understand? So I think men should think about two sides. Thank you.
I have a question for you. No, Reno, hold the mic. Do you like an ambitious guy?
I don't want to say so many stories, but
no, but it's just, it's a yes or no.
Yes or no.
Do you like an ambitious guy? Do you like an ambitious guy?
Yes, I do.
Do you know what goes into being ambitious?
Sure.
Now, I don't mean in the woman aspects. Now, in the guy's aspects.
No, in the human being aspects. Yes,
okay. All right. I like that angle. Now, there's why I'm asking. Do you understand? I wouldn't say I am ambitious. I'll let that for you to decide. Do you understand? But I know that I can go 6 to 6 the next day without resting. I work because I know that I deserve to get some of these things and I need to work to get them, right? Ambition comes with not resting. It comes with doing a lot of crazy things, getting out there and making sure that you get things done. See, let me tell you something. When a woman says, because women do say it a lot of times, I am ambitious. No, you can't date me. Come on. See, in relationship, if we start at a level, I don't expect you as my woman to be at that level when I am up there. No. Do you understand? I can remember while growing up, my mom, for instance, right? My dad was like, hey, babe, no worry, chill. Don't do most of these things. Just relax, right? But I know moments that in my whole life of growing up, see, my dad died when I was 12. I have only stayed hungry once in all of my life, right? But that woman has been there, and she, one way or the other, always sort out those issues without having a job. Now, that was ambition in that era. Do you understand what I mean? She wasn't lazy. She was ready to do something to make sure, to ensure that they have a level ground at home, right? And decisions were made well. Now, a lot of women now are pure ass lazy. I'm not kidding. Pure ass lazy. I don't disagree with that. Do you understand?
What's my question?
I don't disagree with that at all. Right? But you know, a lot of women, sorry to say this by saying a lot, but truthfully, we've met a lot.
Sorry, lazy. Right? Mentally, because I want to understand.
Like all round lazy. All round lazy. You don't want to think. You don't want to do. You don't want to advise.
I myself.
So exactly. Do you understand? So they are like, the baby's like, okay, this guy is doing this. He has the money, so he has to sort out these issues. Do you understand? But that's what I was saying. So being ambitious, see, a guy that is ambitious meeting a girl that is ambitious understands that ambition comes with sacrifices. And since you know that, right, you might say, ah, you're not going to be able to date me, and you miss the guy that is able to marry you by just saying that. Let's be real. Do you understand? It's much like saying potential. Do you know, a lot of babe, you guys have a lot of that skill. It's very amazing. They know a guy with potential and like, this guy forgets, he go blue. Eh? I'm serious. If you want to leave, they go die. Guy, you know that you're ghosting that is.
I ghost.
So when you ghost, you understand?
it's a big loss to them. Do you understand? See, knowing potential is amazing. Now, guys also have the skill of understanding that, look, this babe has potential. She just needs some push. We have friends around us, right, that we already have these conversations like this. Female friends that are men, and guys, right, we are like, oh, come, babe, I know if it dates you. Why? Because you need me to do templates for you to follow. There are babes that are like that. And there are guys that are willing to create those templates and ensure that the babe follows those templates till the end. But there are some people who don't have that patience enough to do that template. That's what I'm saying. So ambition and potential. Now, two things. It mean different things to a lot of people.
30 seconds. Okay. I just feel like you didn't get my point. What I'm saying is that people, I mean, two ambitious people, that's very honest. A man that is ambitious, he will find an equally ambitious lady attractive. Keyword attractive. My own is that when the goals get tough, or what's the word? When everything starts, right? When you have to go chase something, just go chase something. Don't you think that as a core man, you at a point you have this entitlement feeling like maybe you say, just stay at home today, you understand? As a woman, take care of the children. Would there not be a point where you say that? I mean, be very honest with yourself.
I'm going to be very honest. I'm going to be very honest with myself, right? Thing is, I'm not a career guy. And when I mean career, I mean all those white collar job thingy where you do banky and the rest of them, medical stuff and all that, which take a lot of time. Naturally, I won't go for someone who is a career person that like that. Do you understand? So I'm a business guy. I'm definitely going to go to another business person. Case being, I love kids, right? And I wouldn't mind though staying 1 week in my house with my kids. I wouldn't mind. Sincerely, like from the depths of my heart, I wouldn't mind, right? But we also need to know that as much as I am carrying my work on my head and you're carrying your work on your head, we also have a shared responsibility in the house, which is the family. It is important past the work where we did do. Extremely important. Do you understand? Because it's a shared responsibility, it's extremely important. So don't say because you have your own stuff to do that you need to focus a lot on your own stuff and not do the general thing that we have to do for the family. So being ambitious, babe, no big issue for me.
Can I, to say what you want to say, then I can just say something about what she said. Okay. So I think all of this can be discovered when we are getting to know each other. I would like to know if you are the kind of person that say, I like that you're ambitious, I want you to do everything, but you want me to be ambitious, like I'm Superman or something, and you want me to still stay at home and take care of the kids, irrespective of what I'm doing. But when you said shared responsibility,
it doesn't work in the African home.
It's like it's a woman's duty. So is there ever going to be a time where a man can say, you know what, babe, you have this thing going on right now, you know, this project that is really taking up your time, you know, I'll handle the kids for the week, and I should also, you know, be kind enough to return that favor sometime, knowing that he too is going to go back to his thing, and I'll be like, oh, you sure, the kids are with me, the kids are taken care of. That's what shared responsibility means. It shouldn't be like, the kids, who is going to take them back from school? I don't care what you are doing, no. Leave where you are 1 hour early or something. I don't know if you guys are getting the picture. And that is serious stress. And it gives us so much mental strain because we now see ourselves having to take on everything. And then the woman becomes frustrated. And you know when you have a woman that is frustrated, a wife, the nagging will not start.
So I totally agree with you. For me, if it's possible, if I can get a wife that will be working, I should just be sending me money. I'm enjoying life. You understand? I'm okay with it. You understand? Just be pumping me money. I'm okay. Working is hard. You understand? You get tired of the whole
working
life. But most
men's ego, would they even accept
that? That's what I'm saying. This is not common. Yeah. You understand? Yeah. I'm tired of working. You understand? I just want to chill, fly out. You understand? Everything is good. You understand? But at the same time, the problem with that is that it might come in a way that she might become bossy and you are not doing it, your mates are out there making money and stuff like that. That is why most men don't actually
let me just say something. And the way a woman is designed, generally she sees this man as someone that is supposed to protect her.
for me to say that means why do people have a problem with men want you? Why do people have a problem with men wanting you guys to stay at home if you guys also have this belief that men should be the one to take care of you?
No, I didn't say take care.
Okay.
In all. Protect. For instance, if, as a woman, even if I'm making personally,
I want you to protect me.
Yeah, for instance, wait, calm down. Even as a woman, have you not noticed this trend that even women, generally, even when they are earning more than a man, they still want from the man? I don't know. It just feels
our money is your. I understand.
No, you're taking it too far. But I think that's just the way women. I don't know if you guys can agree. Even if a man is earning lesser than her, she still wants. Surprise me. Yeah, that's just the way a woman is designed.
Yeah. I think things are changing, really. Okay. I think things are changing because, I don't know, I might be speaking for myself and maybe the people that I know, but we talk about shared responsibilities all the time. When I talk to my friends, we're always talking about how, okay, if you are ready to start a family, emphasis on if. Society bullies us into marriage a lot of the time, but that's another totally different subject. If you are ready to start a family, or you are ready to marry somebody, even if you guys decide not to have children or anything, there should be shared responsibilities. Whether you are a man or a woman, you guys decide that, okay, I'm going to handle this, you're going to handle that. That's why we're shouting gender equality. And then, I'm sorry, I don't mean to disrespect you or anything, but it used to pain me. Because when you stand for gender equality and you're trying to say, okay, we can do what you guys can do as well, we can also provide if we need to, we can do the half, you guys meet us halfway, and then somebody's not saying, my money is my money, our money is your money is our money. You used to pay me. I'm sorry. You used to pay me. And I'm sorry to say, sometimes it's a little disrespectful. There's something about a woman that can handle her own, honestly. When you know that I don't need to come and meet you for, I want to make my hair. I'm not coming and meet you. I want to make my hair. I want to make my nails. I come and meet you. I can ask you, oh, babe, this kind of hair I want to make. What do you think? But that's as far as it goes.
Do you think you look good at me? Once we are
yes. I honestly don't see the reason why I have to wait for your own input. We decide. I've always said this thing. When you have children, oh, you decide, I'm bringing half of the school fees, I'm bringing half of the school fees. If you feel like you're not ready, don't have children.
We are closing this round.
Okay, sorry.
Now we are going to do something that each of us will say. What is the one thing you heard that made you... You were in a relationship with this guy. Okay, probably you've broken up or something. And you heard this thing and you're like, how did I not see this coming? For me, what I heard was, don't you think you're getting too ambitious? I'm not sure. So what is going on here? What is this thing you are doing? That's exactly what it was. And me, knowing myself, I just knew that this will not last. Please go.
I don't know. I'm still thinking.
I'm trying to say it the way you said it. No, it's finding that
thing. Okay, like that word.
Mine is... don't you think you're too religious? You're a Christian. Like, there's a way they used to say these things.
Carry church for you.
Yes. Don't you think, like, when you say some things and I'm like, okay, this is not right. Let's do it like that. You're saying everything church, everything Bible, you know? Things like that. No. It's a no for me.
Different things. Two things. Generally saying things that have to be like sort of indirectly body shaming me. Maybe as you think they're getting fatter. I mean, I'm a very sensitive person. As much as I'm also very much of a bad boss. Like, I'm sensitive. So I feel like I'm of the opinion that if you want me, right, you want me. If I'm the one for you, I mean, I did not toast myself. You came to me. If I'm okay, then that's why you came, right? So if I have to like start feeling like I have to start registering for gym, you know, I'm like, well, I think maybe you deserve a slimmer girl. Good luck to you. So I feel like we're not on the same page, right? Then the second thing is being ambitious. I'm very vocal and, you know, guys say things like, must always say everything. True, sure, I'm like getting better, like I said. I don't say everything, but I feel like I want to where I can express myself. I'm also very playful, talk. I like, you know, the talking partner. So if I'm hearing things like, who do you think you're talking to? Or oh, shut up. Nah.
Okay. Oh, in all honesty, like when it comes to relationships in Nigeria, men, in all honesty, I've zeroed my mind. Anything that happens, I don't stress myself. I come anyway. I just day my day, and I'm the happiest man alive. To God be the glory. So, I'm not just saying. If it go happen, it go happen. That's like my mindset, because I don't collect on top relationship and all these things. So, I say, maybe if I'm privileged to go offshore, you know, leave the country, probably I might find true love. But for Nigeria, more people to execute contracts, they never give you money for. It's way easy to pass relationship. This relationship is one of the most difficult. And when you're not, you know, well, most of the most irregular things I've heard, to answer your question. You know, when I was with this lady, and me, I'm someone that I come through, whether business is going well or I'm working, I'm not working, I come through because it's my nature to come through, irrespective of the gender. But I give you some special privileges and access if we get close. Then when probably I extend my hand of support and you feel it's a continuous thing, then, you know, probably I do not give you the exact support you needed for something. And then I hear things like, what's the difference between you being, her being single and her being in a relationship with me? And I'm like,
no, that one is painful.
And I'm like, okay. So I'm like, so now, yeah, so I think we all need a reorientation and rewiring, because the way our brains are functioning, we might never ever get to the root cause of all of this, because we just need a change of mindset, and I don't know how long we take, but we just keep making the efforts.
I've heard also, why am I your girlfriend?
Okay, just to tap into your basket. Okay, the thing is, really, really, I completely agree with him on finding love. I don't think there's love actually. No, really, like, I'm being sincere here. I don't think there is the godly love and maybe the motherly love and family love and all that. But then the love between one man and one woman, it is not real to me.
Looks like you guys are eating too much breakfast.
It's not about the breakfast. It's just I think love is a phenomenon we created in our mind, and then we start acting towards it, and then our physiology starts answering to it, and then we think we are in love. We are not in love.
Who is going to marry Maruf?
Actually, I was coming to that later on marriage and all that. I don't have plans. In reality, I don't have plans. I get scared. Marriage. I'm probably going to marry based on understanding, and we're just going to be contract partners and all. We're going to know our places, and we're going to be fine. What if? It's a possibility, but then I know that. I know that. When it's time, I'll get married, but I don't think it will be because I am in love or something. To just be because I am ready. Exactly. I need to be. I need to just do that for that stage. No, to have children and then move on. Yeah. I don't really have that particular statement I've heard, because just as I said earlier, I don't remember. Okay, this is the problem. And if it's something, I evaluate issues. I try to see where I am wrong, and I adjust all the time. I know I am a learning being, and I have to continue learning from people.
We adjust. Have an Albert. I'm yeah. Getting the
So, it's not like I don't take changes. I change a lot all the time. I'm always willing to change when I get feedbacks from people, but I don't think I keep particularly sentences and all.
No, some sentences will stay with you.
What on stage? I don't know. Maybe I can't remember now. When I remember, I'll get the mic. I've been thinking.
You have a rocky hat. Let's keep it going.
I never had your breakfast plenty, Sha. Yeah, so what has someone said? Or what have I heard? Wow. Dina, I never thought of it. Even when you've asked, I've been like, hey, right? Right?
Okay, let's hear from you. Then we'll come back to you.
Okay. I have plenty. Okay.
Of course.
Okay, so one was when somebody kept asking me, are you sure you really love me? Are you sure? Hey, well, if I do not love you, I will not be here. I'm a very intentional person, and you know that about me. If I decided that I was going to be in a relationship,
it doesn't matter.
Believe. I mean, you did how many more stalking stage? You think I would waste all of that time and then now say yes and I don't love you? all of that. And then and then another thing is he kept saying that I used to make him feel like he wasn't enough because I wouldn't take help from him. This is what people are looking for. That's what I'm saying. I come to the point where I'm like, sometimes men are like Kampala, they're not sure what they want sometimes, because this is what people are looking for. Look at how all of them have been complaining. They don't want somebody to be entitled. I don't want you to be asking. I'm not now asking. It's now a problem. Do you understand? Let's hear.
Okay, for me, it's you're just like every other man. You understand?
That statement is really...
So it's like, once I realized, like, I've done all personal survey with all my female friends, and I realized that they have all met one horrible man or had one horrible relationship in their life. It's impossible to find a lady that has never had one bad relationship. So my problem is, there are two things here, that they keep going after the same man or the same men, and they keep getting the same breakfast, same backlash and all that. Then when you finally meet that man that's totally different, you understand, they bring all that rubbish, that belief, that garbage into this one. And this man is struggling, you understand? He's dodging, he's trying to make this thing work. So it's not fair. It's not fair to this guy. Like, he does not know. It does not work that way, you understand? I feel like it's not our fault that you had a series of bad experiences in your relationship, and we are trying our best to make it work, and you are still making it really, really hard for us. We'll just, like my friend said, we'll ghost disappear.
I just want to ask one question, just one. Have you met a heartbroken man before? Like, they just give him breakfast and then they just give you breakfast and then you are the next person that enters the relationship. Have you been with people like that?
With a man like that?
With a man like... No, they've said that women now, we always carry
with
our
man. Have you
been with a man?
All right, guys. No. We need to go to the next one. Now we are going to talk about the side chick trend. I feel like, just to say something, women are intentional. I am very intentional. If I want to be with you... Not all women, okay. I want to believe...
Because the most set of people that will tell you something, that will tell you, let's see how it goes, in a woman. I wouldn't get, sincerely. Yes, so let's see how it goes, in a woman. I wouldn't date... In a sense of... If I come out for you... If I come out for you, I'm always very plain about what I want. Right?
I would say... Well, okay, I understand.
But a lot of women will tell you, let us see how it will go.
No. Okay.
Let's pray about it. It's even more nice, so, because me and you will pray about it together. You understand? But when a woman says, I've heard a lot. When a woman tell you, let's see how it goes, guy, zone out. Don't waste your time. Let's zone out. I'm very intentional, right? You can always say about yourself that you're intentional. You cannot say guys are intentional. Truth is, a lot of guys will be intentional to just get laid and move on, which is basic. But I work in the media, so I've seen a lot of women who tell you, look, let's just do it and move on. Do you understand? That's why I've devised questions to ask. If I see that you are too close, I'll ask you a question. What do you want? Let us be in the same page.
So
let
you're defining the relationship.
Yes, let us know exactly.
You have set
Let us know exactly what we are doing. If we are catching crews, we know from the start we are catching crews.
All right, let's talk about the side chick trend. Yeah, I was trying to explain how I understand where it is coming from about being intentional. I might take my time, might be months. Yeah, but if I do say yes, let's do this. I don't care if I meet Mr. Nigeria. I don't care if I meet someone who has all the money. That's how I am. Yeah. But I have seen that for men. Okay, you might say not all men. Once they see a lady who seems to have that one thing your girl, your babe doesn't have. She has maybe an extra size or an extra curve. They are gone. You start here.
oh, I wish you came 3 months before. Yeah. I wish I met you 3 months before now. Why does that happen? Because that is what actually leads to the sidetrack thing. And then they start the thing. They don't want to end the relationship because they know that they are really hurting someone, you know. Me. Now they are ready to talk. Oh yeah.
Okay, the thing is,
sorry,
personally, for me, Maruf, I believe that one woman is an issue, is a problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you add another one, you are likely going to die young. That is for me. I don't think I am very intentional. If I say I like a lady, I like her. I'm going to see other people that I would like to. It is known right from the very beginning. And you're going to see those people. You're going to meet those people. And you're going to like them, their personalities and everything. You could see more. You could see finer things than what your partner has. But when you make a commitment, it stays like that. That is for me. I know some men are not like that. But that is... I know you want me to say many men, I don't like that.
Many.
But for me personally, when I'm with one, I don't want to. I know that definitely at some point we would have some frictions and we're going to settle as simple as possible. I try to be understanding and all, and we're going to settle for sure. I don't easily break up on the bad notes. That is for me.
Aww. Let's listen together. No. Alright, let's hear from the
bloody host.
Okay, so first of all, I think we should all agree on something here, that the whole monogamy, right? Men, is an instinct for us to... I don't practice it, so you understand, but it's something that we should all, should all agree that it happens. We can't stick to one woman. You understand?
Are you saying you cannot stick to one woman?
I'm just saying I don't do it. I stick, but it's 90% of the men don't.
Can we actually agree that I said the truth about 90% of the men?
It's not national statistics.
It is. You understand? You still find those men that stick to one woman and they're happy with it.
So are you trying to say that there is a possibility? Yeah, there's a possibility that one in nine women,
like
ten men will marry a man who is most likely to cheat on them.
Yes, it's possible. It's there. Yeah, that's the truth. So
while I do.
So most women have accepted this and they are okay with it, with their husband, whoever they want to.
I'm not accepting that. Talk. Let's hear from the men. Hello, Chico.
So I read something some months back about Bill Gates and his wife and how she has been accepting the fact that Bill Gates, you know, he reunites with his ex every holiday. They hung and the wife was aware.
Is that a fact? You know?
Yes. The wife was aware. You know, later they had to end. But, you know, what struck me was that Bill Gates is a high-value man. And I saw one quote, or one post that said, and I quote, high-value men don't cheat. They exercise options. I'm like, as in, like, the way that you be at that level that people around you understand.
I'm not understanding.
Who understands?
I don't understand. So I just want to say it, that I will not understand that.
So, well, back to the side chick. Side chick. This is me giving a solution to the whole side chick drama. So I think
I think
we should be much more. We Nigerians were very secretive about our sexual exploits. We're going to have sex, like we're going to do one ritual. You understand what I'm saying? The way we keep it so secret, or you're feeling some type of way, you don't show signals, you're like, or do a she, like your body language, your posture is contrary to what you deep down feel. So I think if there's more honesty about our feelings, body wise, we should be much more open, and that will limit some things. And I am of the opinion that, you know, for example, you're in a relationship, you can go for a swingers party, you know. You know, mix up with other couples, get things to spice up the relationship.
Yeah, that's a swingers party.
You know, then, you know, you can have a threesome, you know, with your girlfriend, you can now invite a third party, things to spice up. These kind of things will spice up your relationship, and you can even end up finding your partner much more attractive because you have injected some spices. So I think
I am not
spontaneous. She's much more spontaneous.
I am not for that.
Okay, so I'm not a fan of more than one woman. I'm a king for one. Advocates for that. So in his statistics, I'm in the 10%. Okay.
So we've got good men seated here.
Did you say 99 on 19? Yeah, I mean it's 10%.
We need to go quickly because
there's something I always tell myself. People are beautiful from afar until they get close. You see that babe, what you see, say, fine, pass your baby, get it. The day fun, pass your babe. He fine from distance. Make he be your babe. Let us see how far.
That's a solution. Have you ever had a side chick before?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever had one?
No, I haven't. No.
Hello, Chico. Have you ever had a side chick?
Well, I want to repent.
Heartbreak has passed. Mariv, have you ever had a side chick? I do like the fact that we have been honest here, so that's a good thing. Ladies. Okay, she wanted to say something.
I just want to throw a question, please. Since the men have accepted, like they say that it's in their nature.
It's not in
their nature. They say they can be monogamous. Why is it now a big deal if I now decide to have a side nigga?
Hey, you're looking for trouble.
Do you see? Like, do you see?
Let me answer that. Let me answer that, right? See, there's something about ego that men have. This
no
ego. Yeah. This babe is mine. Right? So they don't expect that babe to be someone else's. Right? Exactly. See, you know, get time. Person where, you understand? There are lots of ladies that cheat, right? That have side piece as well. It happens everywhere. Do you understand? It happens like everywhere. But you need to understand something. I think a relationship is a commitment. And we both need to commit to one person. We both need to commit to ourselves, right? If I'm hiding something from you, most times, do you know this side chick thing that people get themselves involved? Now, mistakes sometimes, and the guy themselves don't even know what thing they do until they don't go and tag the side chick. Like, let me explain. You don't really know, say, this person they talk with, you they throw feelings around, and you are paying more attention to this. Yeah, you are paying. Yes, so you are paying attention to this person, before you know it. It is spinning into something, right?
See, we will talk to the end of this day. Let's go to the women.
Let me just summarize. Okay, I'll just say like two facts. One, I don't think there's any biological fact that says that men have tendency to cheat. I've not seen it. Maybe. Oh, okay. Anyway, I'll take seconds. Okay, that's one. Because it feels like men are justified, and as much as women cheat in the corners, but men will openly tell you that I have four wives because it's a man, right? So that's one. Thank you very much. I'm going to slap your face for that. So two, saying that men have ego, I think everybody should have ego. Everybody has ego. I also don't know if there's a way men's ego are higher than women. Like, okay. But me, I know I have ego too. I don't know, maybe I have a little bit of, you know, testosterone than the average lady, but I have ego, right? So I don't think there's an excuse for anybody to cheat, whether man or woman.
All right, then. So sugar daddy.
Yeah. Sugar daddies.
Okay, so talking about sugar daddies, I believe that there's something I used to see that they say this one good, then they make madman, they carry plenty load.
You want to test here, you want to know what is happening in every other place, then you pack so many garbage and nonsense. But then I would say that I don't know how they do that.
I really do not know how they do it, because I feel like if I'm in a relationship with somebody and we share ideas, we talk to each other, I would know that you are in another relationship. That's how I feel. I would know, because we're supposed to be talking at this time and you're talking with another person at this particular...
I'm not... No, don't vex. I'm not hearing him. Now, my guy, I have seen a master. When I say master, I mean, master, that one day I sat him down and said, guy, this thing doesn't make sense. Let's just put an end to it. See, he dates three at a go. At a go. That is how it works. This is how this is what he will do. He will call this one by 8 p.m. Do video call for like an hour and call the next person. Then you call him, let's say tomorrow, like now you are one of the babe in an instance, you call him, he'll bounce your call if the other babe day in house. He'll bounce your call and then tells you he was busy working. Then he'll call you like 2 hours later. That 2 hours is like, I'm tired, I'll call you tomorrow. He's a master. When I say master, he's a master. You will not know. See, you won't.
Some of these girls
know.
Take care of the boys. Some of the girls actually do take care of the guys. Okay. Anyway, we are still on the show.
What I was saying is, if you're a girl that really, you're a lady, sorry, that really wants to get married, end of the day, just see that there's no one standing that you can marry among all of these people. Because everyone knows that you are, except if the guy is not sensible. That's how I feel. I don't know of every other girl that does this thing. You know, every other master, like what you're saying.
There are some girls that own up to their sugar daddy thing. Sugar daddies, the justification for it. Girls have various reasons. Mm. Some will say money, some the latest iPhone. Is there any reason that we should be empathetic about? Like, the story of their life or something. If that's the case, it's prostitution, an alternative, that sort of thing. Let's talk about this sugar daddy thing.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know which angle to come in from. People that are into sugar daddy, right? Some people enter it unknowingly. Some people enter it knowingly. To be very honest, I can talk from experience. The thing is, and again, sugar daddies still have degree. There's the, you know, still looking young and fine in his 40s sugar daddy, and there's the broad belly sugar daddy. If you know what I mean. So some people enter it solely for money, right? You know, very ugly, pot-bellied man, they don't really care. While some people enter into it, I mean, personally, I've met some guys, I didn't know they were married. You know men now, you know, they're too quick old, you know, and they will not use their ring. I don't know their problem. So, you get to talk, and they will never, for once, mistakenly mention their wife or their kids, and then you start to talk, and you're like, this guy is cool, he's, you know, educated, he's intelligent, and then at some point, you just sit deep, and you're seeing a woman and a boy, and you're like, God, speak to me, what is this? And then you're like, okay, sorry, are you married? I'm like, yeah, my wife is in Lagos. I'm like, okay, nothing serious. So sometimes you don't even know that you're entering into it, and that time you might have really, you know, digged the guy, so you have to like mentally correct yourself, like, no, this is wrong, you know, I'm enough, I'm ambitious, I'm beautiful. I have to do all that. Yes, I have, you know, a couple of times. And but then for money, zero, no. Usually because maybe I didn't know. And immediately I knew. I mean, it's not like we'll be dating. Maybe just getting to know each other, talking stage, and I know. And I caught stuff. Some women are so attached. Or maybe at that point, they're already attached. And men are can very manipulative. You know, what if I had met you before? I don't really like her like that. You know, I don't even really. I'll marry you. Or if I had seen you like last year, trust me. Or second wife. So some people. Some people convince themselves that, you know, things could happen or graduate to that level. So it depends. I just said that women should be more logical and know when to. And know when to step aside.
They even told the percentage. So they said it's okay so that you can marry.
Very, very small.
So what are you facing like
that? We're just saying that.
That's why we're not even going
to. And that's why they feel entitled anyway. So that's what I think, Sha.
Okay, we are rounding up, but you wanted to say something. Okay, so one question and we'll round up. We'll start from you, Ope. Have you been served breakfast?
Have I been served breakfast? My dear, I have. Oh, I've been served breakfast. And you know, you said something about breakfast happening during December period. Mine was exactly December period.
How long do you think it's going?
Oh man, this is August, right? So it was like from December last year, and I'm just getting myself. No, I'm out of it now. I'm completely fine.
Have you been served? How long did it take you?
I've been served, but it was not like a seven. It was like it was like a conversation. It was like a conversation we had, and we just knew it wouldn't work, even though we loved each other. So that was how it was.
Well, man is a bit complicated. Okay, I've not really been served, but I've served, and I'll still be the one I'll be feeling bad about. Anyway, yeah, I've been served once, and then just like once or twice, to be honest. The one that actually took me a longer time, or very like the longest time to get over, was when I actually served. I mean, that's why it's complicated. Yeah, and I was the one that took like a very long time. I can't even say that.
Yeah, a lot of times. Permit me to use this 1 minute I have to talk about this sugar daddy, because I know you have passed there, but I'm permitted to go back there, because you see, this sugar daddy thing has come to stay. The sugar daddies contribute 5% to the country's GDP. So, you understand what I'm saying? And the older generation, and not the generation, they want to withhold every single resources, even our ladies. You know what I'm saying? So they don't want us to have access to the influence that they have. And I've come to realize that, okay, no problem, fine and good. If this is what you want, we're going to live our life, and life continues. If you're there for me, you're there for me. If you're not there for me, thank you. Of course, now. For Nigeria. No, now, what should not just meet you financially? The relationship would die. Okay, this last one, because I'm growing, I'm not getting younger. So any relationship I venture into, I'm definitely with a serious mindset. And if it doesn't work out or more, it will take me like 5-10 years to recover.
Okay, I've been served, and I have never served.
Are you ghost?
So that, actually, I don't know. I still don't like talking about it. It's been some years back. It took me. I don't even know if I'm out yet, because really, for now, at this point, I don't even think about it at all. Like, I don't feel. I think I'm just stoic. I'm without emotions. I don't know. I don't want to try. I don't want to. I just like my peace.
I understand that you think you've got peace now, but you are going to visit it again. You need to still go back to that emotion and really come to terms with it. You need closure.
Okay, this is it. Okay. When it happened, I was still thinking let me put it much more simple. I was actually heartbroken, but then I was thinking I couldn't go out of it until after many years. Like 3 years. I met her again, the server, the disha. And then I was given the option of rekindling whatever has ended, but then I declined it. So that is what I think. I don't think I can. Yeah. It was like payback. Like, I didn't just want to be held ransom again.
It's me that served. It's me that served, but it was because of something they did. And that wasn't going to change, but it took me a long time, almost 2 years, to come out of it.
I've been served, no more. There's no question there, you understand? Luckily for me, every time I was served, there was always something that will take my time and I just move on. No, not woman, no, like events, things, so work or service or stuff like that. So that's like the one of the best ways I was able to overcome all those things.
Served or mommy? Have I served? I don't know. Have I been served? Not really. Life saved us. So basically, yeah, you know, now life happens and we can't work out. Wait, nah. Life happens and we cannot work out. So we are both served. You understand? Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. You've been listening to the voices of Opeyemi, Lois, Taiwo, Elochukwu, Maruf, Adetutu, George, and Ekemini. Thank you so much. I'm your humble host, Bidemi Adedire. Look forward to the next special. And please tell us what you think about this. We definitely want to hear your views and opinions on our website, www.fuzznigeria.com. Share your breakfast stories. We want to hear all the juice. Thank you. Bye, guys.